message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Your word, Father, speak to us and let none of us come and leave the same. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' holy name, we have prayed. Give Jesus another big clap with joy and with a shout of praise. I welcome you to the February anointing service, and I trust God that you have been blessed in the course of the week. It's good to see your fine, beautiful, and handsome faces, and I know that God will bless you again this morning in Jesus' name. I say God will bless you again in Jesus' name. I want to tell you this, that every time you come to God's house, He has something in store for you. Your appearing is not for nothing. Your appearing is not just as a routine. Every time you appear, the Bible says He daily loaded us with benefit. And today, you will not miss out in Jesus' name. I say you will not miss out in Jesus' name. I'll be speaking this morning on a running series that we are running with this month, the Excellence Series. We started that full blast last week as we looked at excellent praise. We also went on the course of the week in the Wednesday services, speaking also in the communion service, and we received the communion for excellence, and we received so many testimonies. And this morning again, we'll be moving to strategies for excellent living before we go into the anointing service this morning. Strategies for excellent living. I want you to know that strategies terminate tragedies. For a person to succeed, he has a strategy. And everybody that you see that is doing well is working with a strategy. Everybody that something is working for, the person has a strategy. And if your desire is to be excellent and to enjoy excellence in life, you must have a strategy. And this morning, my father, your father, is giving us a strategy. And that strategy, you will not miss out of it in Jesus' name. You have been designed and assigned for excellence in life. You are not programmed to be a loser. You are not programmed to be a person that will lose in any aspect of life. And this morning, we'll be looking at some vital strategies for you to become excellent, to become the exact thing God wants you to be. And I know this morning, God will bless somebody in the name of Jesus. God will bless somebody in the name of Jesus. The first strategy is the power of decision. The power of decision. Somebody say decision. Somebody say decision. Every excellent person is a person of decision. A decisive person. And the many reasons why many are excellent is because they know how to make decisions. Adequate decisions that will change their life. And not only making this decision, but implementing these decisions. It is your decision today that affects your tomorrow. It is your decision yesterday that is affecting your today. If you are going to become excellent in life and become what Jehovah destined you to be, you must be a man of decision, a woman of decision. In Luke chapter 15, verse 11 to 24, I know you know the story very well. Of the prodigal son. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. This guy was they call him prodigal son because he was a guy that just decided to abandon his father. He just decided to abandon his father and take what belongs to him. And the Bible says that this guy just took off and started spending his money righteously. He started squandering his money. He started wasting his resources. You will not waste your life. I say you will not waste your life. The Bible says in verse 11, Luke 15 from verse 11, that a certain man had two sons. And the younger one said to his father, Father, give me the portion of good that faileth me. The younger one said unto his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after the younger one gathered all together, he took a journey and he started spending the money. He started squandering the money. He started wasting the money. You will not waste your life in the name of Jesus. And then he got to a level whereby he started eating pig food. They even did not allow him to want to eat that pig food. You can imagine how terrible the life of a person is. That a person needs to get to and descend to a level whereby he will be eating pig food. You will never, your life will never get to that level. You know, poverty has level. That one is aggravated poverty. Is poverty or at its peak? It's like a human being eating chicken feed. It's that's poverty, poverty exemplified. Poverty squared. Poverty at his highest peak. But the Bible says, at a point in his life, he took a decision. The Bible says in Luke 15, verse 17, Luke verse 15, verse 17, the Bible says, he came to himself. May you come to yourself today. That is, he took a decision. He said, how can I be living like this? And when he came to himself, he said, how many of my hired servants of my father's house have bread to eat enough to spare, and I perish in hunger like this? Someone said, God forbid. He took a decision. His decision changed his life. He said, no. He said, if I don't know where I'm going, I should know where I'm coming from. And then he went back to his father's house. And the Bible says, his father accepted him. His father embraced him. And this decision led to celebration in his life. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, the power to take the right decision God will give unto you today. I said, the power to take the right decision God will give unto you today. Somebody say a big amen. So your decision affects your level of excellence. Your marital decision, your academic decision, your decision on career, every decision you take is not just for free. It has a consequence. It has its benefit. It has merit and demerit. If it's a good decision, it has benefit. If it's a bad decision, it has its own side effects. He took that decision and his life changed. The decision you will take today, may it change your life. I said, the decision you will take today, may it change your life. Decision affects health. It affects career. In Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 19, Deuteronomy 30 verse 19, they say, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curses. He said, choose life. Somebody say, choose life. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. May God give you the grace to take the right decision today in Jesus' name. Every decision has its blessings. Every decision has what it will do in your life. Life is not only about schooling or about going to higher institution or going into a particular class of trade or business. Life is basically about decision. Life is basically about taking the right steps. After all, Bill Gates did not go to school much. But everybody knows him. There's a man called Richard Branson. He didn't go to school much. He's the owner of Virgin Airways. It's not only about going from one school to another. It's about taking the right decision as God has led you and as God is leading you. This year, God will show you the next level of your life. Did I hear somebody say a big amen? Did I hear you say a big amen? Your decision affects your level of excellence. That is, anything you are doing, you decide to do it well. Anything you are doing, you decide to give it your best. You decide for the best. As a guy, you decide to zip up. Someone says zip up. It's a decision. You just decide it. Nobody forced you. You just decided to zip up. Grace for effective decision that will lead to the progress, development, and furtherance of your life. Receive that grace today in Jesus' name. Number two strategy for excellent living that we'll be looking at this morning, beloved, is to stop lamenting, but to start implementing. Stop lamentation. Many people, their whole life has stopped in the book of Lamentation. It is time to start pursuing excellence in every area of your life. Every area of life where you see a challenge in that particular area, it means that it's an area where somebody is benefiting from. As they have closed border in Nigeria now, some people are benefiting from the border closure. Is somebody with me this morning? So some people are lamenting the closed border. Some people are thanking God the closed border. Cold weather is a plus to somebody who is making clothes. Because many people will buy, more people will buy clothes. So it's not a problem for somebody who is into selling of coats. If it is raining so much, somebody is thanking God. Roof repairer is thanking God because many people's roof will start leaking. Is somebody with me this morning? So every problem you are seeing around is an opportunity for you to be blessed. Stop complaining. Any problem you see is an opportunity to be blessed. One of my daughters, many years ago, maybe about 10 or 11 years ago, in the church I was pastoring at that time, a university student, saw a problem in her hostel where she was staying. She's a first class student in the faculty of one of the faculties of sciences there. And she saw a problem in her, everybody was, you know, students like egg. And she just said, there's a problem here. Why is everybody always looking for egg? So she started selling eggs to students. And she used that egg selling to pay her school fees through school. 200 level, 300 level, 400 level. And you know, Agric is five years. She studied Agric something, something. She saw a problem. Instead of lamenting, oh, this problem is too much, she dived into that problem. Started selling eggs. She became an egg seller. And she was one of the most faithful in the church. Getting to church early before anybody else. What am I trying to say? It is time for us as believers to stop complaining, stop lamenting, and start implementing that thing in your heart. Grace to implement it this year, receive it. I say grace to implement what God has placed in your heart this year, receive it. One person's problem is another person's opportunity. So you can effect a change in your career by stop complaining, but by start implementing what you want to do. Don't look at impossibility. Don't look at challenges. Look at the big God you serve and what he can do. Bible says in Mark 10 verse 27, with men, this is impossible. With God, nothing shall be impossible. So our God is a God of possibility. And everything that he has placed in your heart, he will give you the grace to accomplish it in Jesus' name. I said, he will give you the grace to accomplish it in Jesus' name. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. It is not a time for you to complain. There was a man called Robert Lee Patton. This man had a dream at a young age. Instead, he had a dream at a young age to become a medical doctor. But he could not achieve it. He went into family business, the business of his father. And then after some time, the family business crashed. That was when he was 51. So one day he went out and he went to an occasion. And he sat beside a medical doctor, young medical doctor, and he started asking questions. How is medicine now? Medicine is very nice, so very interesting. Oh, you can see. And he said, do you know that when I was your age, I used to want to be a medical doctor? And then all of a sudden, he just looked at, why am I complaining that I want to be? I can still be. And then he enrolled into Albert Einstein Medical School. And at 55, he became a medical doctor. What are we saying? It is time to stop that complaint. Somebody say stop that complaint. And start implementing. It's never too late for God to bring something out of your life. It's never too late for God to change your story. Do you know that if you are 40 years and you don't have a primary school certificate, and you start primary school by 40 years, by the time you are 46, you would have finished primary school. 45. You would have finished primary school. 45. Now, you now want to go to secondary school. Secondary school is how many years? 6 years. So by the time you are 50, let's say 50, 51, let's say 50, you are already you already have your certificate. You can toast any lady and say, I have secondary school. He said, what do you have? He said, I have school SAT. Now, by the time you have 50 and you want to go to university, 4 years course. And if it's a school like our own here, it doesn't seem have to be up to 4 years. 3 years. Or 3.5 years. Or let's say 4 years. So by 54, you're already a graduate, university graduate. Don't forget you started from 40. Oh. 54, you're already a graduate. Now you want to do master's. 56, you're already a master's holder. So before 60 years, you already have a PhD. 58, 59, you already PhD. And you started from 40 years. Somebody shout a big hallelujah. What am I saying? You can become excellent in your field. You can be distinguished in your area of assignment. You can be distinguished. It's never too late to implement excellence. May God give you the grace to leave the bandwagon of complainers and to join those who are succeeding in Jesus' name. Somebody say a big amen. Number three, major strategy that will lead to excellence in your life is to live in the future and not in the past. Many Christians live in the past. Isaiah 43 verse 18 and 19. Remember ye not the former things, neither ye consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. It shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will make a way in your wilderness and rivers. Someone say rivers. Rivers in your desert. Rivers in deserts. That is, but there's a condition. Remember not the former thing. Don't dwell on the past so that you will not pass away with the past. Many are passing away with the past because everything they talk about is their past. How bad things were before. How worse things are now. Things were worse before. Yeah, thank God. But things must get better. Your focus will be on the future. Someone say future. The war we are fighting together. Your war that we are fighting, that we are joining forces to fight, is not the war of your past. It is the war to enter into your new future. Hello. That's the war we are fighting. We are not fighting the war of how you failed yesterday. You have failed yesterday, you have failed yesterday. But how you will not fail again. That's what we are on. And in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, the last time you failed is the last time you will fail. The last time you failed in any project, any life event is the last time you will fail. Let me hear you say a loud amen. So don't dwell in the past. Don't focus on the past so that you can become a focus in life. I've never seen anybody who is going to do well in life whose focus is on the past life. Have you seen anybody driving forward and who is looking backward and who gets to his destination? He's going forward. He's driving forward, but his eyes is on the rear mirror. He's looking at the back continuously. He will crash on his journey. You and your family, you will never crash on your journey of life. Don't focus on your past. The past is gone. The past is gone. And let me tell you, a lot of times, people help believers to focus on the past by telling you how bad you were in the past. They say, I remember how you were before. You used to be a club girl. You used to be a bad boy. You used to smoke manja wee wee. The person that smoked manja wee wee or used to follow man friend up and down was the past you, not the present you. That former person is dead. Hello. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. He that is in Christ, a new creature. All things are passed away. And what? Everything. All things. They have become what? They have become new. They have become new. Everything about your life is new. Don't allow people to dampen your morale. And, you know, people know how to do it, especially family members. They will look at you like this and say, you, can something good come out of you? Well, remember how you used to live before. Well, remember how your life used to be before. Remember how many abortions you have made in the past. Remember how bad you were when you were in school as a boy. Stealing people's Milo up and down in those days. Remember everything you used to do that is very bad. But I'm happy to inform them to the shame of the devil that was the past you. Hello. This is the new you, the excellent you, the great you. greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So let nobody condemn you yet. That's why Apostle Paul said in Philippians 3 verse 13, brethren, I count not myself, Philippians 3 verse 13, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things, somebody say forgetting those things, forgetting those things which are behind, and then reaching forth unto those things which are before me. Forgetting what is behind me, I'm stretching towards the... That's how excellent people do. They don't focus too much on the past. They only pick lessons from the past. I have a past, but I don't focus on that past. I don't dwell on that past. I don't look at that past to look at my future. Because there's no correlation between my past and my future. They are totally different. In my place, they say it is inside a black pot that white pap comes out. Inside a very black pot like this, you will see white pap will come out. And then you put some milk in there. And then you, if you have some money to go with it or some akara, you know what I'm talking about. What is it? It's from a black pot. I'm happy to inform you that what your life will become under this God, it will be an amazement to everybody. Many of you here will be an amazement to your husbands. Many wives here will be an amazement to their husbands. Many ladies here will be an amazement to their husbands. Many men here will be an amazement to their wife. What God will turn your life to, your wife will be so surprised. She will have to come and say, I've not even dreamed that you can even get to this level. God will take you to that level in Jesus' name. And that was why Joseph lived a very glorious life, excellent life. If it was many of us, when they injured Joseph like that, sold him into slavery, took him to prison, when his brothers saw him, he would have showed them pepper. He would probably even put them in chains or first take koboko and beat the hell out of them. Or probably would throw them inside the lion's den. Or many, many wicked things that he can do to them. But in Genesis 45 verse 7, when he saw his brothers, he said, Joseph brought, Genesis 45 verse 7, and God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity. That's Joseph speaking when he saw his brothers. Say, there's no reason for me to harm you. God sent me. God, all the things I went through, God sent me so I can preserve you a posterity in the earth and to save your lives by great deliverance. He did not focus on that. Many are here now. What somebody did for you more than 3.5 years ago, you see your focus now. You can't make progress like that. You can't make progress like that. Let go and let God. Let go and let God. One of our beloved daughters here shared a testimony some weeks ago after I spoke extensively on Wednesday service about forgiving people and letting them go of things of the past. And she said there were some people that really offended her. She wakes up cursing them daily. But after that message the following day, she started praying for them and blessing them. And then things turn around. In your life, things will turn around. In your life, things will turn around. So, live in the future, not in the past. Live in your future. No, you know, when Joseph saw his brother, he just looked at them and said, these guys, thank God for what you did for me in the past. It has worked out for me. You know, there's a scripture I love so much. It says, for we know that all things work together for good for them that love God and are called according to his purpose. For we know it, that all things work together for good. And for somebody here today, that scripture in the book of Romans will change your life in Jesus' name. Because of time, let's move very quickly to number 4. Strategy for an excellent life. Romans 8 verse 28. Strategy for an excellent life, number 4, is to think positively. Think positively. Someone say, think positively. Somebody say, think positively. Your thoughts will determine how excellent you ever become. If you have shallow thoughts, you can't become great in life. Ephesians 3 verse 20, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. So your life cannot be greater than your thoughts. Your grade can't be greater than your thoughts. except by just the mercy of God. By just somebody just, God just decided to just have mercy on you. And that's why it's so important to think right if you want to enjoy the grace of excellence. Think properly. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Always ensure your thoughts are on point so that you can enjoy the best of God. Proverbs 4 verse 23. Keep the heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. In Philippians chapter 4 verse 8, Philippians 4 verse 8, the Bible tells us specifically on how to think. It states how a believer must think for him to be excellent in life. I'll be going through this real quick. How must a believer think for him to end excellently if thinking is so important? He said, number one, whatsoever things, say finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. Is it true that you are going to become great? I say, is it true you are going to become great? Think about it. Is it true that you are going to get married very soon? Is it true that you will graduate with good grade? Think of those things. Let's go on now. He said, whatsoever things are honest. Honest thoughts, not deceptive thoughts. Whatsoever things are just, that is right thoughts, not imbalanced thoughts, not thoughts of cheating somebody, duping somebody. Go on. Whatsoever things are pure, holy thoughts. Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, something that is of good report. He said, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, say, think on this. These are the things you must think of for you to enjoy excellence in life. Don't think poverty. Don't think negative. Don't think that you will fail. Every thought always or most often becomes a reality in life. Most of the time. People's thoughts always become a reality. I told you the story of a woman before who lost her daughter, who was the breadwinner of the family. And then she was... That's another story. This particular one, a guy was in the hospital, was admitted. And then after he was admitted in the hospital, they now discharged him. They said, you can go home. He said, I don't think I want to go home yet. I think that things are not yet okay with me. The doctor said, please go home. You are okay. He said, I don't think I'm okay yet. Let me still stay here for the night. And he died overnight. If you are really going to become excellent in life, you have to pattern your thoughts. This is where most believers miss it. Most believers' problem is not devil. Devil is not omnipotent. He's not everywhere. The problem is that our thought is too shallow. Our thought is too negative. Our thought is not in consonance with God's word. A young married man, many years ago in our church here, came to meet me in our church, in our former church there, and told me, sir, my wife, this is the doctor's report, this is the nurse report, this is the consultant report, this is the professor's report. I just banged the table. Stop it! You have not been listening to my messages. Is that what the word of God says? He says, fibroid, it's pressing the baby's head. Baby's about to die. I said, stop it! The fibroid eventually became a fine boy. And then the wife has had another baby after that. And then we are still running. More are still coming. Praise God. Let your thought be positive if you want to live an excellent life. Listen to me. I believe that your life will be okay. That's my belief. I believe that you will be all right. That's my belief. I believe that it won't be better for your enemy. That's my belief. I believe that those who want to destroy you, that they will not be okay. That's my own belief. So believe with me. And then in the name of Jesus, our faith together will make things happen in Jesus' name. Our faith joined together will make things happen in Jesus' name. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. You must not have wrong thinking or handicap thinking. The worst kind of handicap a person can have is thinking handicap. That's the worst kind of handicap. Because we have people who are handicapped, who can't walk and who can might not be able to even do anything. But once their brain is working, they can still think and they can do something. I know you have heard of a woman called Helen Keller. You've heard about her before? Who could not? Who was paralyzed? And then her life is still okay. Maybe somebody, you have also heard of, forgot the name of this, is this Rojovic or something? Something Rojovic that is paralyzed. And then her life, his life is okay. He's even able to teach people. He can't stand like I'm standing now. He teaches on the platform like this, on just walking without legs and all that. And I think Helen Keller was the one that was blind also. As long as your thinking is okay, then you are set for your next levels. You will assess that next levels. You are saying you will assess that next levels. And that's why God said in Genesis chapter 11 verse 6, Genesis 11 verse 6, speaking about the children of God. He said, and the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they began to do, and now nothing will be restrained for them, which they have imagined to do. There is nothing they want to do that they will not do. If they can think right. If they want that business to expand, if they think it, I will make it happen for them. God will make your dream happen this month. I say, God will make your dream happen this month. Say a big amen. Say a big amen. Quickly before we move on, there are some factors that affect your thinking. What are the factors that influence our thinking? Number one is your environment. Your environment affects your thinking. When you are in a wrong environment, your thinking is polluted. Your environment affects. So if you want to change your thinking, change your environment. Change your environment. Change your environment. Every woman or man is a product of his environment. That's why we see somebody who grew up in Isaleku, but is now an engineer, and then he's an engineer, but because of the environment, I had a friend of mine that we did our undergraduate together. He came from a particular part of Lagos. I won't say it because he might be watching right now. And then till we graduated, in fact, till I still saw him last, he was still talking like that. He was still talking because of the environment. So if you want to change if you feel your environment is negative, then change your environment. The second factor that affects your thinking is what you do with your free time. Every act is a product of thoughts. And most of the time, when you have time that is your free time, if you are not careful, and you don't use it well, you can't think right. If you are the person that uses your free time for productive things, because most temptations come during free time. Hello? Has somebody been there before? Most things come during. So when you want to become excellent, utilize your free time well. The time you are less busy, use it well. You can watch a Christian movie if you want to relax. You can read good books. You can study the word. You can pray. You can meditate on the word during your free time. Then you will see excellence coming your way in the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. I'm talking about what affects your thinking under the broad topic of strategies for excellent living. Number C, factor that affects your thinking is your friends. Proverbs 13 verse 20. He that walketh with the wise shall be wise. A companion of fools shall be destroyed. Proverbs 13 verse 20. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 33. Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. So your friends affects your thinking. My thinking presently is as a result of the way my friends think. So it's important that you note that. And I pray that the Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. And lastly, this morning on strategies for excellent living, I said number one is what? Number one is what? Power of decision. Number two, stop lamenting and start implementing. Number three, live in the future. Don't live in your past. When somebody asks you this morning, what did you learn this morning from the church? Say, I should live in my future. I should not think of my past. That's what I learned. And number four, I said, think was number five, where I will stop this morning, is have faith in God if you want to live excellently. Have faith in God. David had so much faith in God. In Psalm 121 verse 1 and 2, he said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From where cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made the heaven and the earth. He had faith in God. Your faith in God always brings excellence for you. Your faith in God always brings out in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and 10, talking about Jabez. Jabez was like a useless person initially, but with his faith and his confidence in God, despite the fact that his mother called him sorrow, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in sorrow. But what did this man do? Because he wanted to be excellent. No, he was called sorrow. What did he do? And Jabez called on God. That is, he had faith in God. And saying, oh, that thou would have blessed me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou would have keep me from evil, that he may not grieve me. And the Lord granted him that which he requested. The Lord will grant you what you have requested this morning in Jesus' name. I said, the Lord will grant you what you have requested this morning in Jesus' name. Well, in conclusion, it's an anointing service this morning. And one of the major forces that impacts you with excellence is the anointing. How many of us noticed in the call to worship that the servant of God read to us this morning in Psalms 20 verse 6? Psalms 20 verse 6, the Bible was talking to us there. It said, now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. It's like saying the Lord blessed his anointed. The Lord changes the story of his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. That will be your testimony this morning. The anointing remains a major force for the change of life of a believer. And if excellence is your desire, you can't do without the anointing. Your level of excellence is attached to the level of the anointing we are talking about. Not only the oil, because when we talk of anointing, you think we are only talking of the oil. Anointing is, we are talking of engracement. When we are talking of anointing, we are talking of being engraced. That's what we are talking about. Because someone will say, I just thought the oil, and the oil just, yes, the oil. But when we are talking about the anointing, we are talking of empowerment unto something. And the anointing you are going to receive this morning will bring forth unto your life this morning that grace to be excellent in your endeavors in the name of Jesus. In whatever you are doing, it will bring forth that grace unto excellence in the name of Jesus. Somebody say a big amen. And of course, one of the major things that the anointing also does is to break the yoke of mediocrity. Somebody say mediocrity. It breaks the yoke of mediocrity, failure, carryovers, being sacked in the place of work. It's a shame for any believer to be sacked in the place of work. No. It breaks yokes. Yoke of struggling. Anointing breaks it. Isaiah 10 verse 27. Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken off from off thy shoulders, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed. Why? Because of what? Because of the anointing. Because of the anointing. Because of the anointing. Because of the anointing. The problem shall go because she has been anointed. The challenges shall go because she has been anointed. The burdens shall go away because she has been anointed. Constant failure will go because he has been anointed. Sickness will go because he has been anointed. Doing a business, 6 months, failure. 6 months, failure. It must go because he has been anointed. And this morning's anointing will do something remarkable in somebody's life in Jesus' name. If you are that person, say a big amen. If you are that person, say a big amen. Well, we're about to launch forth into that anointing session, and I know that God will bless someone in the name of Jesus. If you are that person, say a big amen. If you are that person, say a big amen. Anybody blessed already this morning, shout a big hallelujah. Before we go further this morning, you are here and you want to benefit from this anointing. You want the blessing of God to show in your life. You don't want to go back the same again. You don't want shame to be your portion. You don't want evil to befall you. You don't want the devil to continue to ride you. He has been riding you for long enough. You are tired. You want this anointing for excellence to work for you. Yet, you want to ask God for mercy. You want God to forgive you your sin. You want God to change your life. I want to pray with you this morning. 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 All heads bowed and all eyes closed. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. Not that you are a bad person. I'm not saying you are a bad person, but you just want to start with God again. You want everything I've said this morning to come to pass in your life. You desire excellence. Excellence in every sector of your life. I want to pray with you. Quickly this morning, I'll be counting from 1 to 5. Just be on your feet so I can see you and pray with you. 1. You want me to pray with you? God bless you. 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 My brother, my sisters, God bless you. Also, you are watching us on the internet. You don't want your life to be the same again. You don't want to remain on the same spot again. Anywhere you are watching from all over the world, please be on your feet also, and we'll be praying together shortly. 2. Also, you are here. You want to join these many, many men and women already standing. You want a new life in Christ Jesus. You want to break that habit. You want to change. You want a change of life. You want a change of destiny. You want that habit to be stopped by the power of God. I want to pray with you also. Please be on your feet quickly. Join these people. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God, we honor you. 3. Also, you are here in the auditorium here, or you are watching us from anywhere in the world. You don't want your life to be the same again. You want a new life. You want the blessing of the Lord. You want the favor of the Lord. You want the glory of the Lord to be upon your life. But you want to tell God, I'm sorry for my past. I'm sorry for all I've done in the past. I want you to please forgive me. Quickly, join them. God bless you. 4. God bless you. God bless you. God will honor you. God will prosper you. The favor of God will never leave you nor forsake you. I'm about to pray now, and your life will never ever be the same again. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You see, you're standing up. You are honoring God. 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 And He must honor you. He must honor you. He must honor you. He must honor you. And He will honor you in Jesus' mighty name. And 5. For those who are standing, please, and those who are watching us on the internet, please place your right hand on your chest. Place your right hand on your chest. And say after me, Lord Jesus, please forgive me my sins. As your son, as your daughter, I've come back to you as the prodigal's child. Have mercy on me. Please forgive me my sins. I declare today afresh Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for having mercy on me. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. To you be all the glory. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Keep those hands on your chest as I pray for you. Father, thank you for these wonderful men and women all over the place. Thank you for your grace upon their life. Thank you for your blessings on their life. Father, bless them. Let it be well with them. Cause them to be established. Cause your favor to rest upon them. And help them to do away with the past and to launch into their future. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.